When my dreams find me, they are disquieting. A pretty lady in a lavender dress and hat races through London streets thick with fog. Her ginger hair falls loosely about her frightened face. She beckons me to follow, but I cannot keep pace. My feet are as heavy as lead and I can't see. The cobblestones are coated with paper adverts for a spectacle of some sort. I reach for one. Dr. Theodore Van Ripple, illusionist extraordinaire. The fog clears, and I'm mounting the stairs of Spence, past the enormous portrait of Eugenia Spence. I climb until I find myself on the roof in my bedclothes. The wind rips through me. On the horizon, storm clouds gather. Down below, the men continue their work on the east wing. Their hands are as quick as an owl's blink. The stone column rises higher. A shovel strikes the ground and will go no farther. It has hit something solid. The men look to me.
"Would you like to open it, miss?"
The lady in the lavender dress opens her mouth. She's trying to tell me something, but there is no sound, only alarm in her eyes. Suddenly, everything moves very fast. I see a room lit by a single lamp. Words, a knife, the lady running, a body floating upon the water. I hear a voice like a whisper in my ear. "Come to me." I wake with a start. I want to sleep again, but I can't. Something's calling to me, pulling me downstairs and out to the lawn, where a full moon spreads its buttery light over the wooden skeleton of the east wing. The turret rises into low-lying clouds. Its shadow reaches across the lawn and touches my bare toes. The grass is cold with dew. Upon the roof, the gargoyles sleep. The ground seems to hum beneath my feet, and once again I am drawn to the turret and the stone there. I step down into the hole. The framing of the east wing looms above my head, and the night clouds move like lashes from an angry whip. The crescent eye glows, and in the faint light I see an outline in the stone that matches the amulet shape. A tingling begins in my fingers. It travels through my body. Something inside me wants release. I can't control it, and I'm afraid of whatever it may be. I put my hands to the stone. A surge of power pushes through me. The stone glows white gold, and the world pitches. It is like looking at the negative of a photograph. Behind me is Spence. Before me are the skeletal east wing, and farther on, the woods. But if I turn my head, shimmering, there is another image of something else that stands between. I blink, trying to clear the image. And when I look again, I see the outline of a door.